T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A great song, Jimmy. Paul Simon. Excellent.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Welcome back, Jimmy.
Thank you. And Solana, your music selection yesterday sucked.
Thank you, Jimmy. You don't know how much you were missed. Oh, my God. 11 spins of Around the World. Thought I was at some ultra taking place in 1999.
I know what you're listening to.
Ridiculous. That was a great segment with Will Manso. We will obviously have to have Giselle on this week to respond to allegations.
I think that fart thing, Will might be in trouble. I text him. That's like, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. You like, I had to make a conscious decision. I'm going down a path here. I'm not going to be able to uphold this illusion of me being, you know, some sort of Greek god who does not pass gas and is only, you know, practically eye candy. I said at some point, I'm going to have to show her what I look like, you know, when the hair is not perfectly coiffed and the stomach gets the green light to.
If you're eye candy, you're black licorice.
I use the term eye and candy loosely.
You know what? I thought about it. We were out of time. So I was going to bring it up later. It actually happened this morning. I had to wake up and go shoot the pivot episode. So I get up early. And as y'all know, I am a very open and proud member of the IBS community.
Yeah.
So I want to let you know, if I eat turkey legs and corn dogs all day, the next morning is about to be rough.
You're up in Orlando, so it's turkey legs and corn dogs.
And this turkey leg thing is the dumbest thing in the world. Dried out ass smoked turkey legs. I'm like, why would you buy one? My son wanted one, so we shared it. And it ruined my stomach. I wake up this morning. I had to be at the WWE facilities at 7:45. So I had to wake up at like 6:30. We didn't go to bed till midnight. I wake up. I'm sneaking around the bedroom. I'm trying to get dressed. I'm trying not to wake up, you know, the kids in Asia. I creep in the bathroom. Asia is in REM sleep. I'm talking REM, eyes rolling in the back of her head, sleep. I open the bathroom door. She says, what are you doing? I said, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Go in the lobby. And so to your point, like, it's the spin of it where now I can't even go to the bathroom in a hotel room that I'm paying a lot of money for, because she knows if I do go in this bathroom right now, it's going to ruin everybody's morning.
I have that policy in my house. I'm glad she upholds that policy. But I used to, when we would go to a hotel, I would tell Lori and David, listen, if it's really a significant visit, go to the lobby. Because whatever goes on down there, that's not our business.
But her name is Lauren. She's the manager. And every time, because we did the virtual key thing, so they never saw Asia or the kids. So the only time any of these employees have seen me in the lobby is I walk straight in and go to the bathroom. So now, A, the big black dude just comes in here and blows up the bathroom. Like, I don't want to be, I like people, you know, I like to glad hand, but now I'm just the big black doo-doo guy, and I don't want to be that. And I told Asia, and she doesn't care.
The new building that we're moving into, I just found the other day, I had to stop by there, and there are bathrooms in the lobby, but you figure, I walk in, it's like Trump Palace. I mean, it's like, it's the nicest public restroom. You know, it's just one separate restroom in the, because it's only for residents. There's one women's, one men's. And I said, DJ was in town this weekend and he hadn't seen the new apartment yet. And I brought him over there and I said, listen, got to tell you, the new apartment has three bathrooms. I said, listen, you ever have to do serious business right down here in the lobby, the nicest bathroom that you'll ever have. And we get to completely absolve ourselves of anything that goes on in this bathroom because it's a public restroom. That's a great move. I'm with Asia on that one.
What about when there's a bathroom attendant? That's the only time I really, really feel funny.
Yeah, that you can't. I mean, you have to be in some sort of bad way because that guy, he can't leave.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I mean, want to talk about torture? The guy can't leave. His job is literally to be there to hand you a towel when you're done. And if he misses out on that opportunity, he has completely disregarded his job. He's got to stay there.
And it's terrible. Right there. And just we're going
to. Not many places have the bathroom attendant anymore. It's really strip clubs, which is a weird thing to hold over from bygone era.
Those high-class restaurants do.
Yeah. Yeah. With the cologne. Yeah.
Yeah, what is it, like Sexy Fish and Gecko and all these restaurants.
Steakhouse.
Yeah, Asia drags me to these restaurants and I walk in. I just ate octopus and 17 oysters. Like, hey, buddy, sorry. I'll tip him like $40, but it's like, hey, I just ate 17 oysters, big man. Like, it's over for you.
You want to go on one of your breaks? Smoke? Time for you to take a smoke break?
I don't smoke. I got a cigarette if you need one. I just need you out of here.
Anyway, covered a lot of ground there. I mean, a lot of ground with Will, and I think we've all learned something. What? I have no idea.
Solana's single.
Should be by the end of the show.
I don't pass gas.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I will tell you, as you get older, it becomes a much bigger part of your life. Because your organs are slowing down.
Hmm.
Oh, Solana, it's going to be something you eat. Like, if you're going to eat one grape, as soon as you swallow it, boom.
Bro, my insides are solid as a rock. And I'm very regulated. You guys know this. We've had this issue before where, during COVID especially, you guys would want to tape at 1 p.m. Sorry, Jack. I'm in the bathroom at 1 p.m. every single day.
Like clockwork.
Every single day. I have a clock, and it never wavers.
But I got to push back. Didn't you go to the bathroom on yourself at the studio?
That is a good point. Yeah, yeah, that's a fair point.
Jimmy, what about you? Are you regular?
Yeah, I go to the bathroom every day.
All right, I'm just checking. You have a good you eat like bran or something? What do you do? How do you keep yourself regular?
I just eat, and whatever comes out,
just
comes
out.
Just
a good system. You got a good system.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know me. I like the Miralax, the stool softeners. I really like to tip the hand in my favor.
Yeah, didn't they used to call you Metamucil Mark?
Oh, oftentimes, they did. That was actually my rap name.
When you say tip it in your favor, you're in competition?
I just want to make sure that everything is working in my favor. And if that means softening things up a little bit and loosening things up a little bit, I'm all for it. All right, listen, give me stool softeners. I don't care. I'll take it all.
Do you ever lose?
Oh, I lose. I lose. Oh, do I lose?
You batting about 700?
Yeah. Speaking of battings, Paul Severino is going to join us. Marlins begin the season on Thursday. So let's get a look at headlines here with Solana. By the way, the Miami Heat are back with the Junior Heat Summer Camp June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game at either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. And campers will participate in a variety of competitions and fundamental drills and games. If you want info on how to sign your kids up, go to heat.com/juniorheat. All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Paul Severino will be joining us in the next segment, unless he was listening to this segment. Then he will not. He will not be answering the calls.
I imagine not many people made it to the end of this segment. Just tapping out. People were tapping out left and right. All right. I gave it a shot. I'm done.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tonight, here's your local schedule. At 6 p.m., Canes baseball will be in Miami to face FIU. 6 p.m.
All right.
FIU baseball stadium.
And you? A little something?
Let's go. I'm down.
Get up. Get up.
Name your terms. Name your terms.
Name my terms.
Name your terms, Jack.
Let me think about it.
Okay. If FIU wins, you have to try the chickpea mac and cheese.
Mmm. That's wow. Good.
That's a heavy, heavy price to pay. Mm-hmm. What if I like it? What if my mac and cheese of choice becomes chickpea mac and cheese?
And if UM wins, I'll, I don't know, you want me to down a shamrock shake or something?
Doesn't seem like a fair battle there.
I'll tell you, I'm in university. I want you to eat a turkey leg.
No, I'm good.
I want you to be Jimmy's butler for a week.
Hmm. There we go.
Our Jimmy.
Jimmy's butler. What does that entail exactly?
You clean his room. You clean his car. You drive him to his appointments. You have any appointments, Jimmy?
No appointments, but I object to this idea.
Who wouldn't want Solana as their butler?
Who wouldn't want a butler?
All right. Jimmy objects. Dummy. You could have had me folding your clothes.
I'll take it, Hawk. He could be my butler.
You fold your clothes, Jimmy, or do you just kind of ball them up and put them in the cabinet?
I do that, the second thing.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah. Jimmy, you don't even wash your clothes. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy's never come in here with a shirt that isn't wrinkled.
Jimmy, you wash
your
clothes.
That's why I
kind of
knew
them?
The answer to that.
Once.
The Florida Panthers will play the Bruins tonight, 7 p.m. This is a big one at Amerant Bank Arena. It's a big one. There's no other way to describe it.
Game tonight will be on 790 a.m. with Doug Plagans.
And then the Miami Heat will play the Warriors at 7:30 p.m. Jimmy Butler is probable to play with an illness. He missed shoot around. Heat might get Kevin Love back today. He's questionable. No Hero and no Duncan Robinson tonight.
Okay.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot outside once again. Very hot. I was sweating from the parking lot to the El Portal, the Citadel building that we're in. Just that walk over, I was sweating. That's a good barometer to how hot it is.
That is a good barometer as to how hot it is. Paul Severino from Bally Sports Florida, your Marlins broadcaster, is going to join us in the next segment. Talk a little Marlins baseball, just a couple days away from opening day.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Little rush. Now, I think I've told you, Crowder, this fits perfectly with Paul Severino coming on because I'm not even a big Rush fan. I like a couple of songs here and there. The only time I've seen Rush in concert, I was taken to the concert by Warren Cromartie. Remember talking hardball with the Crow? Yeah, yeah. Crow, who played in Montreal, and Rush is a Canadian band. They were big fans of his. He became friendly with them, and then they came down to Fort Lauderdale or Sunrise, and Crow took me to see Rush in concert. And I have to be honest, I left after like six songs, because they all sounded the same to me. And I do like the sound of it once in a while. And then I was like, and then Crow got very mad at me. And I don't think I've ever spoken to him since. Anywho.
Can't win them all. Friends like
I have a picture with Geddy Lee, courtesy of Warren Cromartie. Anyway, Paul Severino is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Paul Severino, play-by-play broadcaster for the Marlins on Bally Sports Florida. And the Marlins get underway this Thursday at Lone Depot Park. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing? With all due respect, what does that have to do with me, the Rush story? I mean, it was
Warren Cromartie. There was a very loose baseball tie in there. Warren Cromartie,
okay,
of course,
okay,
being a legendary ball player. So I thought
thought it had to do with me perpetually being late for everything and always being in a Rush.
Oh, Rush. Very well done. Professional broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Professional broadcaster.
It'll be a 2-1 to Luis Arise.
What are we thinking after spring training? I kind of feel like this team has a little something. I know we'll be missing Sandy, and I guess we'll be missing Yuri Perez for a little bit, but I do think the rotation is good, and I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit of juice with this team.
Well, I think you're right. And I think if there was an aspect of the team that could, not that you're looking for injuries, obviously, but if there was an area of the team that might be able to absorb the injuries a little bit more, it would probably be the pitching staff. So, I mean, we've talked about it for the last however many years, the starting pitching depth, which, toward the end of last year got a little thin. Getting toward October and whatnot. But, here you're losing three guys who you, at least to start for the first few weeks, in Braxton and Cabrera and Yuri, that you relied heavily on last year and figured to rely heavily on this year, and you won't have them. But guys like Trevor Rogers, nice, very nice spring. He's, to me, a bit of an X factor. Can he get back to the form, that all-star form from a few years ago? Ryan Weathers, I know I've said it on the air far too many times, but I'll say it again. He reminds me a lot of Jesus Luzardo in the sense of came over to the Marlins in a trade, not the greatest numbers, maybe not the greatest start, but the rest of the year to work with Mel, the off season to work with Mel, and now a spring training to work with Mel. And Ryan Weathers is looking tremendous out of spring. And then Max Meyer, you know, coming back off the Tommy John from a couple of years ago. So there's, again, this is, it would be the aspect that, or the area of the club that could probably absorb the injuries or the setbacks or the concerns the best. There's more depth there maybe than position player wise. And hey, once you get those guys back and healthy, now you're bringing in three more big guns who, you know, for the most part are proven at the big league level.
And Paul, at being an ex-athlete, we used to call it upstairs and downstairs, because that's how the Dolphin facility was. The players were downstairs and, you know, the management was upstairs. And the Kim Ang leaving, you know, the management has changed. Have you seen a different approach with now new people, you know, running this roster and, you know, trying to set up this thing for the season?
Yeah, I think so. And in talking with the new president of baseball operations, Peter Bendix, coming over from the Rays, you know, few, if any, organizations do it the way that the Rays are able to do it, especially with some of the, you know, financial constraints and whatnot. So I think that it was, you know, for whatever my opinions were, I think it was a great move, knowing how to kind of work within a little bit of a budget. You know, I don't think it's any secret the Marlins are not the Dodgers when it comes to money. So, you know, being able to find some diamonds in the rough, be able to find maybe value where other teams may overlook it. But obviously it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I mean, you know, the Marlins probably made more changes and adjustments to their front office than their roster this offseason. And I think that's really all going to be part of that, you know, plan. I'm not going to be the one to sit here and tell you how long it's going to take. Hopefully it doesn't take long at all. But, you know, Peter has mentioned, you know, it takes a year or two or whatever it's going to be to kind of work those that infrastructure, the front office infrastructure, work it out, organize it so that, you know, drafts, trade deadlines, off seasons can all kind of go swimmingly from here and hopefully start to just, you know, infiltrate a lot more talent throughout the organization at all the different levels and create that depth. And you saw a little bit of those moves, you know, finding a Nick Gordon, finding a Christian Bethencourt, you know, some of those, a lot of the pitching that they brought in this off season, you know, those were kind of, you know, Peter Bendix / Rays type of moves. I think that's really just the tip of the iceberg of how things are hopefully going to be run over the next few years.
How about a healthy Sixto Sanchez? I mean, this guy has looked great in spring training. Yeah. And we remember, I mean, there was a minute where when he pitched, it was as exciting as when Dontrell would pitch, where you would stop what you're doing because Sixto Sanchez was going to be on the mound. What can a healthy Sixto mean for this roster?
I think that it's something that can probably help to boost the confidence of the entire pitching staff. Because there was probably a time when, you know, a lot of folks in and around the organization were wondering if they'd see him again in a Marlins uniform, like it was going to be a roster crunch and, you know, he maybe had to come off the roster to get somebody else. And then you kind of kiss him goodbye and then you basically would have lost 21, 22, 23, would have lost 3 years of him only to see him, you know, perhaps maybe succeed elsewhere. So certainly a good thing to see him get back on the mound this spring. You know, the first time he was out there, I think he was throwing like 92, and the initial reports were like, oh, geez, 92, here we go again. But then it was 94. Then it was 96, then it was 99, then it was nasty 99. Like it's certainly good. You know, probably gonna start out of the bullpen, obviously. Is that where he, you know, goes the rest of his career and stays out of the bullpen the rest of his career? Who knows? But I think to have another electric arm coming out of that bullpen, and listen, he's got that flash and that flair and that little swagger on the mound that can get a ballpark going. Or if they're on the road, quiet a ballpark, which is always nice. But then also just kind of have that confidence bleed through the rest of that bullpen and hopefully through the pitching staff as well.
Paul, I'm going to tap myself on the back a little bit. I don't know if you saw the pivot episode with Jazz Chisholm, because it was very intriguing, but he was a big bat. Even after the episode, he had two home runs in the game. How about the lineup? How about our bats? Because we're talking about a lot of pitching, but we got to score some runs as well.
I did see the episode, and I think you've got a future in this business.
Thank you. It wasn't my best work, but I felt like I – oh, I'm sorry. You're talking to Crowder. My bad.
Listen, Jazz is – he's a cornerstone of this offense, right? I mean, I think the only knock that you could put on Jazz is just that he hasn't been healthy for a full season, and he's addressed that in changing up diets and training regimens and all that kind of stuff. So I think if you get Jazz out on the field for 150, 155 games this season, I think it's fair to say that the offense and the team go as far as he can take them. You know, he's that sort of electric player, on and off the field and all of that kind of stuff that when he's going right, he can put a team on his back. And, you know, the Marlins have, for the most part, lacked that kind of league-wide type of threat. I mean, they've had their own big bats. I'm not trying to take anything away from a Jorge Soler type, but like those, like, uh-oh, Jazz is coming to town. We better watch out for the next 3 or 4 days kind of guys. And he's that. And I think that he can also make the other guys around him better. The Burgers, who's certainly showing tons of promise, and Josh Bell, and hopefully you can get Tim Anderson back on track, and we know what Luis Arraez brings to the table. So I think that again, having Jazz out there most, if not every day, is going to be a huge key for the Marlins and their offense this year. Because again, I think if you're being honest, you're not putting their offense, even if it's clicking, up against some of the big boys in the National League. I mean, it's going to be tough to really truly match them up. And fortunately, you only have to play the Dodgers 6 or 7 times this year. But just on paper, up against the Dodgers, up against the Braves, teams like that. But on a given night, the Marlins can pitch with the best of them. And if it's, you know, they may not win a lot of games 9-7, but if they can win a bunch of games 4-2, hey, wins are wins. And that's really all they need. So I think Jazz is obviously key to that.
Paul Severino starts Thursday, Valley Sports, Florida, Marlins, the season begins. Give us someone, I always do this as we end the segment here, Paul. I always say this at the beginning of the season. Give us someone to watch that maybe he's not on our radar right now. You know, not Jazz, not Luis Arraez, and, maybe not even a Jake Berger. Like, is there someone that you say, hey, keep an eye on this guy because he may be special this season?
I think there's two. I'll circle back and cheat a little bit. And I think, to me, Trevor Rogers is kind of an X factor for the Marlins. Again, pitching is their strength, and they're going to need him to get back to what he was when he was twice a pitcher of the month, when he finished second in the Rookie of the Year in 2021. And he's got that kind of stuff. I think it's just been some injuries. There's been probably a little knock in the confidence because of a lack of results at the big league level that have caused some of the, lack of production on the mound. But, you know, when he's right, he's nasty. 95, 96, 97 from the left side coming in kind of three quarters is not a lot of fun. And the Marlins could certainly use him to have a good bounce back year and to stay healthy. I don't think he's going to make the opening day roster. I don't know if I've seen it, and if I have, I've got too many things floating around in my brain that I've forgotten already, but I don't think Dane Myers is making the opening day roster. But at some point, whether it be because of injury or because he just plays himself onto the roster, I think that, you know, he's a kind of guy who can give the Marlins quality at bats. Again, I'm not sure what his role is going to be. Is he going to be, you know, if and when he gets back to the big leagues, an everyday outfielder? Is he going to be a fourth outfielder, pinch hit, this, that, whatever? I don't know. But I think that he's one of those guys that can certainly serve a role on this club, maybe the outfield version, perhaps, of like a John Birdie, who really, I say it all the time, does something to help the team win every day and every time he plays. So, you know, Dane Meyers very well could be one of those guys as the year goes on.
And I got to run back to the Jazz thing one more time, Paul. He loves Skip Schumacher. Like you can, it like when you he smiles even saying his name. Why is that? Why is he so loved by his players?
I think Skip just kind of gets it. I think, and I smile when I say his name too. I mean, he's been awesome. He really has been awesome. You know, I think to sit there and say he was a rookie manager last year, I think if you just kind of woke up at the end of the year and watched him, you know, navigate the injuries and the pennant race and the one-run games and all that kind of stuff, you never would have known that he was a rookie manager. You know, as he's gotten into chapter two or three, I guess, at this point, because he worked a little in the front office along the way, but, you know, the second and third chapters of his baseball life, you know, he's made for this. And again, he gets it. I think it goes back to, you know, when he did play, it was, you know, he started at kind of the old school form of the game where it was a lot of eye test playing under Tony La Russa, you know, the gut feeling kind of thing. And as he got toward the end of his career, it was a little bit more of the analytics driven stuff. So as a player, he's seen the old school and the new school. Getting into the front office, he's seen more of that new school analytic approach. And because he's still young and still cooler than I'll ever be, he is able to get along with the players really well and communicate with them and understand all that. And I just think that he's no doubt cut out for the job. I told him toward the end of the year last year, I went in his office and I said, I know you're going to tell me to shut up, but if you don't win manager of the year, they got it wrong. And he's like, I'm not going to tell you to shut up, but I'm not even thinking about that. And he's really special and the Marlins are lucky to have him. And, you know, we'll see what year two brings. I asked him when we talked to him on the air a couple of weeks ago, I said, all right, what do you have planned for year two? And he's like, geez, I don't know. So he's definitely set the bar pretty high, but, you know, he's the kind of guy who likes to live up and exceed expectations.
Looks like we lost Hawk there, Paul. Looks like he disconnected. But Paul, appreciate you taking the time. So Thursday, 4:10 p.m. correct, on Bally Sports, yes. Florida.
Absolutely. Right. Sorry about that. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Paul. Thank you very much. That's Paul Severino. Appreciate you. Have a great season, Paul. And we'll be tuned in during the show on Thursday. Appreciate you.
Hey, Paul, I got to ask you, where are the family tickets? Because I already have been killing Jazz on the text line trying to get the family tickets.
That's a good question. I usually just sneak my son in with me on like a Sunday afternoon. So, if you want to meet me out by the media, we could pop in together. I can tell him you're my son. It'll work.
Oh, man, I'll ride a coattail now, Paul. Don't worry about that. Have a good one, brother.
All right,
guys. Good to talk with you.
Definitely. That's Paul Severino there. Appreciate him taking the time. That's how you're going to do it, huh, Crowder, on the way out? Hey, Paul, how can I get some free tickets?
Hey, man, listen. My son loves baseball. He plays baseball. He loves Jazz. We have the game at home, man. I need some tickets.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, you were off yesterday, but we were talking about some of the new stuff that they're doing at Marlins Park. And I think last week also, they're allowing instruments into the ballpark. Like a full jazz quartet basically can ride up into Lone Depot Park. I'm not even kidding. Have you seen the instruments?
I could bring a tuba.
A trumpet is allowed inside the ballpark. A trumpet.
What's that song we used to do? Yeah. You can play that.
You can play that at Lone Depot Park. I'm telling you.
Oh, I love it.
A drum, like a bass drum, is allowed in. The vuvuzela, a triangle. I mean, you could any instrument you can think of, you can take to the ballpark.
What's that? What's the thing that we went to? The baseball classic.
Yeah.
World Baseball Classic. Bro, if you could make Marlins games like the World Baseball Classic, Solana, we got action, Jack.
That's the idea, man. That's the idea. All right. Let's take a quick break here. Hopefully we can get Hawk reconnected on the other side. Still a lot to get to. We're going to do 15 minutes of Heat. We're going to talk about the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors. We'll do Cat Talk coming up in the next segment as well. We'll preview the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins tonight, and a lot of other stuff to get to as well as we continue on the 4 o'clock hour of the Hockman and Crowder Show.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Baseball.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.